Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday's edition of BSB Extra, a wide variety of racing and sports over the next hour. Nick Quinn is with us from tab.com.au, and our first guest, Chris Lynn, is joining us on the program. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, lads. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Well, mate, is it? Is it a happy Friday?
Yeah, it's... look, there's worse things out there that could have happened, so... look, it is what it is with my neck, but the main focus is to get it right because, as everybody knows, a neck can be a long-term injury. So for me, it's just all about getting it right and, yeah, sacrifice a couple of games right now to hopefully prolong my career.
Chris, it's a bulging disc to the neck, and talking to you during the week, it's been a case of getting to specialists and things like that. Was it a case that you aggravated it when you tried to come back last week?
Yeah, it is a bulging disc, and yeah, I've been to the surgeon sort of every day, racking up some pretty good medical bills at the moment. It just never settled. I reckon I played sort of all the Big Bash in that one day with it, so obviously the recovery is going to take a lot longer because I was playing with it and aggravating it. And then I did have 3 weeks off, and then I tried to bat in the nets, but I ended up batting like Shivner on Chanderpaul, really front on to the bowler. And look, that's not how I bat, and I know I can't play for Australia that way. So, yeah, realistically, I was no chance for these games. But moving forward, hopefully I can get it right and maybe get a Shield game in at the back end of the year.
I guess, what's the treatment? What do you do? What are the specialists saying?
So I had a epidural steroid into my neck 2 days ago. And what that is, it's basically I had to go under for the needle. It's quite a big one. So hopefully that the steroid kicks in over the next sort of 4 to 5 days. And then it settles. That needle lasts about 8 weeks. So hopefully over those 8 weeks it can settle. And I can just get back to business as usual. But for now, it's trying to get back to full range in the neck because I haven't been able to look up to the roof at all. So there was no chance I could catch a high ball. And even side to side, my range wasn't great. So get the full range back, get a bit of movement and a bit of strength back into it. And then, it should be, as I said, business as usual after that. But it's going to be small steps along the way. We're going to be very cautious with it, obviously, just being the neck. So... yeah, one day, 1 week at a time.
Just before Nick asked you a question, I reckon our radio audience just went, ugh, when you mentioned the epidural in the neck, mate. No wonder you were out for it.
Yeah, I was. It knocked me around for that afternoon and that night. So, I've come good now. But as I said, it takes about 4 or 5 days after the needle to really kick in into the disc. So, fingers crossed. Come Monday, I'm all sorted.
Chris, Nick Quinn here. It does sound quite painful, that is for sure. Did you try and push through a little bit initially because you're in the Australian squad and you probably didn't want to pass up on that opportunity?
Yeah, definitely. I think I pushed through probably even the Big Bash with it because I thought it was my shoulder originally from being the referred pain from the nerve. And then I actually had a scan on my neck a couple of weeks later and found a bulging disc there. So, mate, there was no way I was going to miss the debut with a Gabba. I was meant to play the game in Melbourne, but Buff wanted me to play 100%. And the hardest thing was to be upfront and honest with him and tell him that I was only probably 60, 70%. And so to play for your country, I believe you've got to have the 11 best cricketers, but also the 11 fittest and 100% cricketers taking the park. So I couldn't do that. You can get away with it just in the Big Bash. But when you play for Australia, and you've got the green and gold on, you want to do everything you can and be as fit as possible, and I just couldn't do that.
We're talking with Chris Lynn about that bulging disc and everything like that. It really wasn't one of those big sixes that you looked up and looked over the grandstand, was it? That didn't cause a dirt, was it?
It's actually, when I make good contact with the ball, it's not those ones. It's ones you swing and miss.
Yep.
Because you don't get that impact of the ball. So, it obviously made me keep a lot stiller and try and hit the ball a lot more, but... those times that I swung and missed, or even mistimed the ball, it was so painful. And when they run into bowl, you bite down on your mouth guard and get through that ball, and then sort of take a few deep breaths because you are in pain, and then you do it again next ball. It wasn't pleasant, but I think more so fielding was worse. There's no way I could dive or even an overhead catch. There was no chance of, you know, even looking up and seeing the ball. So that's probably the most embarrassing part.
Well, no wonder you didn't feel it in the Big Bash then, because everything you were hitting was just going out of the ground and so sweetly struck. And it makes what you were doing even more incredible now that we hear the injury that you were suffering at the time as well. So obviously you must have been thrilled with your personal performance again this summer. Was there one knock that really stood out that you enjoyed the most and you thought was your best over the summer?
Yeah, I reckon it was a knock actually against the Sydney Thunder in our second game. We were 3-for-10, 3-for-15, and ended up being 6-for-60. And to chase 150 or 160 on that wicket with limited partners was probably my best innings. Cricket-wise, I thought that was my smartest innings as well, the way I played it. I think I ended up maybe 80 not out, and the team got over the line. But obviously, if you look at striking, I think you can't go past the Perth game when I think it was 10 or 11 sixes or something like that. You know, that's just one of those days that come off, and to outscore someone like Brendan McCullum, I didn't really even think about until after the game, because he's a superstar. And hey, actually, I did call him Matthew Renshaw one time when I was out in the middle.
Good to see a bit of sledging to the skipper. I'm sure you would have taken that well.
That's what we're not like when we're out there. It is a serious game, but you got to have fun while you're out there. Otherwise, there's no point playing. So there is a bit of banter between us then. And we feed off each other, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon Matt Renshaw had cop it anyway. He's been copping a fair bit for that SCG test anyway.
No, he was brilliant, though. Yeah. Wouldn't have it any other way. But, that was an 85 not out from 48 balls when you led the boys to a win over the Thunder. It was absolutely sensational. Now, you've now got yourself in the Australian team at both 50 over level and T20 level, and there's been a lot of comparisons between yourself and Dave Warner early in his career. Do you harbour a great ambition to go on and play Test cricket?
The ambition's there, but I think I've got to sort of play what's in front of me. I've got to first and foremost play Shield cricket, and I haven't played that for 12 months now, so you're not going to pick a bloke out of the blue that's played one-dayer and a handful of T20. So first and foremost, we've got to get back out playing the Red Bull for Queensland and try and dominate teams in the Sheffield Shield competition. Otherwise, I'll be kidding myself if I'm thinking I'm going to play Test cricket just out of the shorter format. So I know I've got the ability to do that, but it's just a matter of, as I said, getting out in the paddock and putting the runs on the board, because we've seen over the years there's been some amazing batsmen, Jimmy Ma, Martin Love, just to name a few, that have scored 1,000-run years for 5-6 years in a row and had limited opportunity, if any at all. So, I'm just very grateful that, if I do get an opportunity, it wouldn't be off the back of those 1,000-run years. It'll be off a shorter stint, picked on potential.
Chris, we wish you the best over the next couple of months. You've missed out. Ben Dunk goes in, and the first of those 2020s on Friday night, February 17, a week away against Sri Lanka. I know you'll be still urging on the Australians, but we hope to see you back ASAP, mate. Good luck, and we really thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think I might even get a commentating gig in the game in Adelaide, so I might try and liven up the Channel 9 blokes for a game, hey?
Well, Slats needs it, so get into Slats and get him up and about there in Adelaide. We look forward to hearing you. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Awesome. My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Good on you, mate. Chris.